Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the Tucker Putin interview, President Putin explained how Russia has sought peace with the West ever since the fall of the Soviet Union. I recommend watching the entire interview, but here is my short edit.
After 1991, when Russia expected that it would be welcomed into the brotherly family of civilized nations, nothing like this happened. Yeltsin came to the United States. Remember, he spoke in Congress and said the good words. God bless America. Everything he said were signals. Let us in. Yeltsin was immediately dragged through the mud, accused of alcoholism. Of understanding nothing, of knowing nothing. He understood everything, I assure you. I became president in 2000. I thought, okay, the Yugoslav issue is over, but we should try to restore relations. Let's reopen the door that Russia had tried to go through. At a meeting here in the Kremlin with the outgoing president Bill Clinton, right here in the next room, I said to him, I asked him, Bill, do you think if Russia asked to join NATO, do you think it would happen? Suddenly he said, you know, it's interesting. I think so. But in the evening, when we met for dinner, he said, you know, I've talked to my team. No, it's not possible now. I repeatedly raised the issue that the United States should not support separatism or terrorism in the North Caucasus. But they continue to do it anyway. I once raised this issue with my colleague, also the President of the United States. He says, it's impossible. Do you have proof? I said, yes. I was prepared for this conversation, and I gave him that proof. He looked at it, and you know what he said? I apologize, but that's what happened. The CIA replied, we have been working with the opposition in Russia. We believe that this is the right thing to do, and we will keep on doing it. The third moment is a very important one. It's the moment when the U.S. missile defense system was created. I had a very serious conversation with President Bush and his team. I proposed that the United States, Russia, and Europe jointly create a missile defense system. But our proposal was declined. That's a fact. It was right then when I said, look, but then we will be forced to take countermeasures. And now I come to the main thing. They have come to the Ukraine, ultimately. In 2008, at the summit in Bucharest, they declared that the doors for Ukraine and Georgia to join NATO were open. Viktor Yanukovych came to power, and how? The first time he won after President Kuchma, they organized a third round, which is not provided for in the Constitution of Ukraine. This is a coup d'etat. The U.S. supported it, and the winner of the third round came to power. In 2014, there was a coup. They started persecuting those who did not accept the coup, and it was indeed the coup. They created the threat to Crimea, which we had to take under our protection. They launched the war in Donbass in 2014 with the use of aircraft and artillery against civilians. We would have never considered to even lift a finger if it hadn't been for the bloody developments on Maidan. It was they who started the war in 2014. Our goal is to stop this war. And we did not start this war in 2022. This is an attempt to stop it. Wouldn't it be better to negotiate with Russia, make an agreement, already understanding the situation that is developing today, realizing that Russia will fight for its interests to the end? Listen, you have said that the world is breaking into two hemispheres. A human brain is divided into two hemispheres. One is responsible for one type of activities, the other one is more about creativity and so on. But it is still one and the same head. The world should be a single whole. Security should be shared rather than meant for the golden billion.
устойчивым и
That is the only scenario where the world could be stable, sustainable, and predictable. Until then, while the head is split in two parts, it is an illness, a serious adverse condition. It is a period of severe disease that the world is going through now.
See the whole thing at TuckerCarlson.com. Reporting for InfoWars.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It was about a year and a half ago on air. Found the day Jack Sovic grabbed the video and put it out. Where I did about a 30-minute retrospective on 28 years on air that time. And how my first primary mission had been completed. My first primary mission was to expose the globalists and their plan for humanity. In the belief and understanding, literally imprinted on me by God, that you would then begin to understand what was happening and rise up against it. When I say you, many of you knew more about it than I did and had the same Holy Spirit I did. I'm talking to those that weren't awake. So when I speak in the generality of waking people up, I don't mean you. I always want to be clear about that. And so many people, I see it on X, I see it in emails we get, say, Jones, why are you covering things we all know? Well, because this show is for everybody, but its main focus is those that don't know. And people are really ready now that have been asleep to find the truth. They can see the danger all around them. Now, that said, if you go back to ancient Rome and many other civilizations, and they wrote about it, it's on record, it's not denied, they would use horse races and gladiatorial games and other sporting events as a political diversion from problems in the country, but also as simulated war, because they found that they didn't have an outside enemy to fight. In the case of an empire like Rome, but for 1,000 miles in all directions was in control. That was a big deal back then. That there would be internal uprisings. And so modern sports itself, as fun as it is, as interesting as it is, I'm not putting it down, is used as a political weapon of distraction and diversion. And then what you can't deny, the purely poisonous part, is they then piggyback all of these destructive globalist messages on top of it. Now, populists and anti-globalists, and I'll cover this and go back to your calls, we've dominated worldwide now and have turned the tide and are winning the fight in news, in information. All the top talk show hosts, the top 10 in the Western world, the entire top 10, are anti-globalist. Some were doing it decades ago, some for 5 years, some did it for the right reasons, some are opportunists, it doesn't matter. They can see which way the wind's blowing. We're winning that fight when it comes to politically savvy, engaged, informed people. And we're winning the fight a lot with Hollywood because most people are tuning out of it and it's collapsed basically and people are rejecting in. And many of the top books and movies, the biggest market share of successful films is now Christian and pro-family and wholesome and good. That's not denied. So we're starting to win there too. But where we're losing is sports. And folks, I played football I used to go watch NFL games as a kid. I've gotten on airplanes and gone and watched Yankee games and Red Sox games. I love the Olympics. I love it all. My God, I'd rather just sit around and do that all day. But they're human trafficking millions of people, hundreds of thousands of children, sex slavery. There's hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths every year now. The dollar's devaluated. Crime is exploding. And I can't sit there in good conscience and go to family's house and call it a family event to sit around a big screen TV and watch Taylor Swift and a bunch of propaganda ads and a bunch of spoiled, rotten NFL players. And I'm not saying they're all bad. Some of them are great people like Aaron Rodgers. It's sick. And so I can love a horse and think it's a beautiful animal, but I can also hate the carriage it's drawing that has a bomb in it, and we open the door up with the Trojan horse, and in comes the bomb. And it's really that simple. So I read the news about the Super Bowl. I did not watch it. And I watched a bunch of the ads last night and this morning. And it's just horrible. And no one should let their children watch any mainstream television. And no one should sit there and think they're involved in an Americana activity when you watch the NFL where they take the knees and have the black national anthem. That's not to help black people. That's to say black people really aren't Americans. This is all about division on purpose. It's disgusting. So they ran this He Gets Us Christianity ad during the Super Bowl. And I've since had time to watch it and look at it. And it's very obvious what it is. It's a Planned Parenthood abortuary, and it's an image of Christians putting their protest signs down and washing the feet of the people going in to kill their kids and saying that's what Jesus would do. And it's black people and white people and others washing the feet of illegal aliens coming in. But that's the UN and the globalist agenda. And it's washing the feet of a white guy of a little underage girl who's coming across the desert. It's legit, and it's white people washing the feet of Muslims. So what it's saying is, be Christian, stand down to the globalist invasion of your country. Well, who runs that invasion? And the gay dude with the Catholic priest washing his feet. They're trying to tell you Jesus is politically correct. You should be a Christian. But not a Christian of Jesus, but a counterfeit of it. And I looked at the group that's funding it, About Us, He Gets Us. And it's the Hobby Lobbies and the Chick-fil-A's of the world. And it's just Christianoid modern crap. And if you want to know where it's all going, that's a term my late uncle had, Christianoid. Synthetic Christians. And I'm not up here on some high horse. I think we should care about everybody and reach out to them. But when it's packaged like this and it's pushed like this at this moment, it's telling you stand down, lay down, don't stand up for yourself. Look at this. Taylor Swift. I'm a Christian and people with real Christian values support abortion. No, Christ said, suffer the children unto me. If anyone harms these children, it's better for them to tie a giant boulder, a millstone's what the donkey would push, to grind grain. It'd be better for you to put a 3,000-pound boulder around your neck, tie it on a rope, and throw it in the ocean and kill yourself than to hurt a child. But when the Hobby Lobby folks are done with it, and the Chick-fil-A Christians are done with it, yep, support abortion. That's basically the message. Put your signs down. If you look at the image, they put down their pro-life signs. They stop. Because we're winning, you see. And now we're finding out who the real Christians are. Because now all the so-called Christian organizations who got tax exemption, all the rest of it, are now showing us who they are. They're now revealing themselves. So, inflation's destroying us. Satanism's everywhere. Pedophilia's everywhere. and then whatever you focus on is what you worship. And so you sit around with a bunch of loud ads and a bunch of NFL players like it's the most important thing in the world. That's fine. I'm not saying you're bad. In fact, you're good. You've chosen that those NFL players are most important. You've chosen that Taylor Swift's most important. You've chosen those commercials are most important. You've chosen Hollywood's the most important. You've chosen, and that's good. God wants you to do that. You've chosen what is your God, your golden calf. So just remember, a long time from now, Taylor Swift glomming onto the football player and all this primping and all these people trying to stand around on cameras like a bunch of peacocks and just all, oh, the brother of the NFL player tried to get in and he couldn't. And all of this pageantry, it's a soap opera. So while they live your lives, while they live their lives, you're living through them. And what I've seen of this is not living. You couldn't pay me to go to that event. You couldn't pay me to hang around with those people.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We're not going to get defeated. And so I'm kind of like a Roman going, hey, they're 50 miles away. They're 10 miles away. They're 5 miles away. At a certain point, you just go, all right, I'm getting my family. We're getting on our horses, and we're running to the seaside to get a ship and get out of here. Because the narcissists are so busy partying and celebrating and just all into this weird culture crap that they can't even see their own doom written on the wall in front of them. But I'm telling you, all this satanic garbage is going down. Every bit of it. This will not be allowed to stand. Even if God didn't exist, weak trash like this, backstabbing, stupid garbage like this will destroy itself. But God does exist on top of it. So, yeah, folks, this is the end of America right now. This is the end of it. Sodom and Gomorrah, we're here. Maybe we turn it around. Maybe Trump fixes it. I'll continue to do my maximum effort to fight it. I'll continue to expose it and give you all my energy to do it. I know you are as well. But the prognosis is not good. And I understand. You got your video games. You got your sports. Women have their reality TV shows and their soap operas. And so when the lights finally get turned off and you're looking around, you're asking what's happening, you will finally, at least in the dark, look up and say, what could I have done? And I want you to remember my voice telling you, God warned you and God sent people to warn you before this happened. And I'm a very guilty person. I feel guilty that I haven't done enough to stop this. And now I feel extremely guilty that I'm not spending every waking hour escaping with my family. But see, I see how God works. God wants me to have no resources at the time of this, so I have no option but to stay to the end, which I would have done anyways. But God makes sure there's not even the option. We're going to stand together or we're going to fall together. But Joe Rogan talked about it. I heard it Sunday. Guys, cue that, or maybe it was Friday. It's Friday. Cue up that two-minute clip, Joe Rogan. It wasn't about him saying I was right, but that was the clip. Joe Rogan talks about the collapse of society. He basically says, Alex Jones is always right. How's Alex Jones so right? And then the NFL quarterback says, yeah, he says there's going to be a power grid takeout, and that's the most important part. And Joe goes in to lay out the facts, because Joe's talking about this. We talk about it all the time. But that's where we are. Do you have a helicopter and a private jet at your house to escape to an armored fortress? You probably don't. Do you think the armored fortress you're going to run to is going to be safe if you don't stop this? And that's what I privately say to people that I know. I'm going to say, what are you going to do during the collapse? And they're like, why don't you move here? You can move here with us. I'm not going to say who said that, but who lives in a rural area, who's already off the grid? Well, just come here. But that's already where we are at that level of discussion is, and the globalists above us in the power structure, they are literally digging their bunkers everywhere and hiding and scared. And then I'm just sitting there going, hey, you're watching an NFL game like it matters so much. And I just can't invest in it. And I have invested in it. It's great to watch a game and eat pizza and drink beer and get into it. And, oh gosh, there's 30 seconds left. Will he make the field goal? But that field goal doesn't involve the future of humanity. It doesn't involve the future of your children. Unless maybe you got some big bet on it. So all I'm saying is, archetypally, historically, it's the highlighted exclamation point, in quotes, thing at the end. Rome's burning, we're collapsing, we're being invaded, and you're watching a bunch. Because it's not even the NFL, I dislike. It's all the Hollywood scum and the left there and them peacocking around and just all the psyoping and all of it. It's so satanic. All I want is freedom. Here's the Joe Rogan Club.
You know, it's the Alex Jones was right meme. Like, you realize how many times that guy's been right? Like, how is he so good at predicting all these things that are happening? Because the guy's balls deep in it all day long.
Yeah.
You could call him right now. It's like, I'm doing the documents. I'm a marina research right now. This is sick. This is what they're doing. This is the plan. I talk to him all the time. We text each other. Every time something's crazy, I'll text him. Like, what is this? And he'll send me all these documents.
He's talking about, I saw something he said the other day about, you know, you gotta have ready in case they turn the power off, turn the water off, do something.
Well,
like
there's a lot of people that think that, including me. Because if I was a foreign government and I wanted to cripple America, I would kill the power grid. We'd go feral in 2 weeks. It would be chaos in 2 weeks. As soon as people don't have water and food and their children are starving, people go crazy. They start eating dogs. They start shooting deer in their neighborhood, and then that runs out. And then they realize they don't know how to keep food good. You know, when it's hot out, they don't know how to get water. They don't know how to treat water. It could get real bad real quick. We are not self-sufficient, even remotely. There's small pockets of human beings in this country that are self-sufficient. But if you had to guess how many people could survive off-grid if everything went haywire, it's like 1%. Which is probably what happens when there's a massive catastrophe, when some sort of a global catastrophic event, like a super volcano or something along those lines.
Another younger
rise. Yeah, it's probably 1% of the people survive.
It's probably what happened back then, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've always said is the reason why if you go back, look at, like, ancient Egypt, look at how insanely sophisticated they were. And if you subscribe to the Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson's perspective, which I do, which is that at one point in time, there was an incredibly sophisticated society, probably more sophisticated than we are, that lived in Africa, in Egypt, and that those people were probably in a different direction, but far more advanced than we are today. And then they were wiped out. And then go after that. So if you're talking about 11,000 years ago, 11,800 years ago when they got wiped out, and it just, you know, we're down to like 1% of the population, think about what history looks like when you go back 4,000 years, 3,000. It's barbarians.
I interviewed Dr. Brett Weinstein, who's really smart, impressive guy, who's woken up a lot yesterday for 2+ hours. We're going to air it Wednesday here. We're going to put that clip you just saw in there. But he agrees with me, and there's no doubt. The globalists say they're ending industrial world, but they're going to survive and they're going to live on reservations. You can look at any angle of that. They're all dead. But they're the grandkids of people that got the power. They're delusional. They're manipulated by Satan. And it'll never work. But they've still done it. They've already cut off a third of the world's fertilizer the last 2 years. And it takes time for that to kick in. But it's here. Hundreds of millions will starve already. They just killed hundreds of millions of people. And it's just back of the newspaper, or, oh, we got all these migrants here because you're starving them to death. So I don't even dislike most of the migrants. There's some smugglers manipulating them that are bad. It's that they are a weapon. I don't dislike a forest in high winds, but lightning strikes it or arson is lighted on fire, it's going to blow and burn my house down. So I'm going to shut up and come back with your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. And I've got some other news to hit. But I promised to hit that, and I've got some other things to hit that I promised to get to. But we're going to come back and go fast to William and Robert and everybody else. But I'm not going to try to be rude. I'm just going to give you about a minute and a half each, okay? Because you're all great, and I just listen to you 5 minutes, and then nobody gets on. So have your point. Just go right to it, and we'll come right back to you. And please share the links at InfoWars.com/show and Man Up Video and Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go right to your calls. William in Arkansas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you, good Lord, for putting you here.
Thank you, brother.
Thank the good Lord. thank good Lord. But as Caesar said, let the games begin. And Kamala Harris is nothing but another over-dramatized, heated distraction to keep us not focused. The first caller was correct in that an election alone not going to fix this. We're in deeper than that. This is a big, what they call that, the multi-level chessboard, and the distractions are political tools. You know, what we're seeing and hearing right now in this world is what Ross Perot talked about with that great big sucking sound, and we see what they did to him. You remember Lyndon LaRouche, of course, and what happened to him. You know, Madeline O'Hara said it probably best. You know, she found the Lord a couple years before they murdered her, and she and her son both. And she come up missing a couple years. I believe they're in the Austin area.
Yeah, they found her dead between San Antonio and Austin.
Yeah, and, you know, they interviewed her and asked her, you know, after finding the Lord and writing this book and, you know, trying to explain to the world what went through your life, they asked her, well, why did you do this? And her answer was, why did you let me? I spent 15 years in the Texas State Guard and a little over 8 in the Federal Forces. I'm no superhero. I never went to combat, but I started out in the infantry. I ended up as a corpsman and a medic. You know, somebody's going to have to finish the job where Sam Houston left off. You know, I mean, that's just where it's at. You know yourself that you're not always going to be liked, and we always want to be liked. We always want to be not that guy. Well, somebody's going to have to be that guy. I'm not talking violence, but somebody's going to have to be the John Brown. You know, Frederick Douglass said about John Brown, he said, you know, Frederick Douglass, I can live for the slave, but John Brown, he can die for the slave. All right, so this is where we're at, not just for America, but for the world. I mean, when you got people like Noah Harari talking what they're talking, and men like Soros and Schwab and the Economic Forum, and, you know, $400 million to the enemy that's trying to kill my fellow soldiers, that's enough to send me over the edge. You know, when you're looking at playing a game of chess and they've got your king trapped up with no phone calls, no debit card like they did Trump in the White House, I would be just as furious if it was Pelosi in there. That's our elected leader, and we just kind of went to the sports game. Right? So let the games begin, you know.
Well, that's right. And people are going to find out. People are going to find out their priorities real quick. I hear you. We are in desperate straits. At least people are going to have a chance to get their act together. Thank you so much, William. Great points. All right, Robert in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Yeah, big 5-0, baby. Made it this far.
Yeah, I'm right behind you, my friend. There's a gal named Arnie Wexler on Twitter who posted a map of cell phone data that tracks all the immigrants coming in. And for people that don't understand the scale of what's happening, it's a great visual tool for you.
I haven't seen that. Slowly tell me. And the crew is going to pull it up. Arnie Wexler on X.
It's a girl. A-R-Y-N-N-R, I believe. Wexler.
Ari Wexler.
I posted under your wife's birthday message to you as a comment.
I haven't seen my wife's birthday message to me. I've been so busy. But say it again. What's the X account? Real slow so the crew gets it.
A-R-Y... N-N-E Wexler, W-E-X-L-E-R.
And you can buy the cell phone data just like Dinesh D'Souza did with the vote stealing, and you're saying it shows the cell phone data of where they're coming in, where they're going.
It says, this is a map of cell phone tracking the phones that we are giving illegals, paid for by our U.S. tax dollars, flooding our borders. And it's crazy.
Yeah, there it is. We got it on screen. What do you make of that?
It just blows my mind. And if you look, Texas is pretty much blue already.
Oh, yeah. Texas is ground zero.
Florida, I live down in Florida, and my area has a little bit of blue. I work down here with a lot of immigrants, very hardworking people. I would say 90% of the people that are coming over the border are not family-oriented. They may be religious, whatever. There was just a video in Miami where they had to terminate a man holding a woman with a machete. These people do not carry guns.
Yeah, this is mainly military-age men now.
Absolutely.
Because the UN vets who they let into the camps and bring here. They vet who they give debit cards to in other parts of the world to come here. Why do you think they're bringing in crazed military-age men?
This is another coup. This is going to be, you know, voting Democrat for the rest of our lives, but when, I don't know if the 24 election is going to happen, they can turn the power off. I don't see them going the power route because everything's based off of the power, but they could shut it off for a while, unleash these people. They'll go door to door, knocking on your door, looking, and now you've got other mayors in different towns saying it's our duty to open doors for these people and let them stay in our houses. I've got enough people in my house.
By the way, I forget because I'm getting old. My memory used to be perfect. What amendment is no troops quartered? Is it 6th or 7th? Guys, pull up what amendment in the Bill of Rights. What amendment in the Bill of Rights is against troops quartered? You're not supposed to make anybody make you quarter people. It's in the federal law, in the Bill of Rights. Which Bill of Rights says no troops quartered in America? I'm going from memory here.
I say shut all the stadiums down and put them in there.
Well, look. Go ahead.
Another problem I have is DeSantis and Abbott both were facilitating the migrants by busing them all over the United States instead of turning them around and driving them back.
I hear you. It shows how bad my memory is. I appreciate your call. It's the Third Amendment. Put it on screen. I know the 10th. I know the 9th. I know the 1st, the 2nd. I know it all. But, yeah, my brain just is not what it used to be. Third Amendment of the United States Constitution. The Third Amendment to the United States Constitution places restrictions on the quartering and placement and or sheltering of soldiers in private homes without the owner's consent, forbidding the practice of peacetime. The amendment is a response to the quartering acts passed by the Parliament of Great Britain during the build-up of the American Revolutionary War, which allowed the British Army to lodge soldiers in public buildings. And now they're lodging illegal aliens in there, folks, and milking off the money they get from taxpayers. It's a total criminal organization. They're just doing whatever they want. It's incredible. Bart in Georgia, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about Kamala Harris and Biden. They're going to get rid of Biden. It might be just after if he steals the election. But anyway, they're going to get rid of him. And Kamala Harris is the most obnoxious person in the world, next to maybe Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. And I think it's a big distraction, because when I listen to this Putin interview, this is the most important thing he said. Stop supplying arms. This war will be over in 2 or 3 weeks.
I agree. But you look at the type of puppets the globalists want. I mean, you couldn't. Where do they find a Big Mike or Kamala Harris or Hillary? These people are. And this idea that, oh, women are perfect. Women are good. There are a lot of great women, but they're not the ones that want power. These women they find are just absolute trash.
And yes, if Roger Stone, if you're listening, I will gladly put up both of my bottles of conspiracy bourbon against some of your medicine that you get from the dispensary, Roger.
Thank you so much. Anything else, sir?
1776.
All right. I posted this on X a few days ago, and it got 1 million views. And I don't even agree with what this guy said at this school board meeting. But they've been so disrespectful sending in pedophiles to be with our children in school. They've been so disrespectful teaching little white children they're inherently racist because of their skin color. They've been so high and mighty. And if you look at the globalist battle plan, take Austin, Texas. I had female judges in my divorce and in my custody battle, and they were old Democrats. But they were extremely fair, deliberative, and I won all those things. And I don't just say they were good because I won. I was in the right. Okay? I've talked to Democrat lawyers and high-level people. They go, oh, my God, every Travis County elected judge is a woman now, 30-plus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Alternative documentaries, so all this stuff to me was like really on point. And so, like, you know, I mean, I just gravitate towards you, Alex, and like what you're doing is really amazing, because who else is going to speak out and who else is going to fight like you're fighting?
So, well, I'm trying, brother. What do you think is going to happen with the election?
Yeah, man, the election, you know, I can't really predict, you know, what's really going to happen, you know, but I will say that whatever will happen is going to be really provocative. You know, it's always shoot first, ask questions later. You know, in the legal battles, they always take forever. And, like, meanwhile, the country burns. So whatever they're going to do, it's going to set something off. I don't know what it would be, you know, and everything's like a testing ground. Like, January 6th, like, I could just see that, like, as a testing ground to see, like, hey, what would happen if, you know, we, you know, provoke these people and then put them in jail and see how much pushback there is. You know, they test everything, COVID. You know, they even tested the Ukrainian Maidan conflict. You know, in 2014, they had like pictures of Russian tanks invading, you know, in the center of the house or whatever. And I'm pretty sure that was a test run to see how it would go off. I remember it like very well, and that to me was a big red pill moment.
Exactly. So the globalists have wargamed using viruses for locking down sports stadiums, making us wear masks, having full control, setting up martial law. People said, how did Jones predict this? He's so smart. It's in the Rockefeller Foundation documents. I never come up here and say, oh, I just imagined this. I'm so smart. People ask me, how do you know all this? The enemy tests everything.
Yeah, and can I say one other thing? Can I make one other comment?
Sure.
You know, Philip K. Dick is an author, like, did a lot of science fiction.
I know he is. Well, big fan of PKD.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah, Scanner Darkly. I love that book, that movie, you know, Keanu Reeves in there. And the whole premise of it, you know, is the government is facilitating the drug problem, you know, that the main character is looking for and is always doing all that detective work. And, like, he's so messed up at the very end that he barely is conscious of it. And there's, like, that purple death, you know. And that translates to everything. Like,
well, if you read it, it creates schizophrenia and multiple personalities. So he's a detective busting the dealers, doesn't even know he's on it. The government's putting it out to put people in brainwashing camps to create basically these programmable slaves. I do know about Scanner Darkly a little bit. I know a little bit about it. You know, I'm in that movie with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that clip. But
I was also the main technical advisor on how to update it from the 1977 book for the 2006 remake. Yeah, but yeah, it's a good film.
Yeah, those are basically, you know, my comments. You know, the whole, like, sex trafficking, just red-pilled in 2000, whatever, you know, the Pizzagate thing. And I just remember it used to be citizen journalism. They used to call it that, you know. So people put the Wikipedia page together with all the links to Podesta, you know, James Alphandis. And it's like I was sending links to my friends from Facebook, and he's like, where's the real Wikipedia page? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I did a search, and I was like, Pizzagate conspiracy theory. That was like the first Google search.
No, Pizzagate's all real except them diverting to the pizza place as the diversion. Thanks for the call, brother. Great points. I really appreciate you. Yeah, PKD was a real visionary. Let's go ahead and talk to Al Killer in Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. So I just want to you've had a couple of really great interviews in the last couple of months. I just want to hit real quick. When you watch that Leave the World Behind, the Netflix movie produced by Obama, the scary thing is that you see how isolated people become. And, like, as Joe Rogan was saying, majority of us are done at that point. Now, I remember a Ron Johnson interview with Maria Bartiromo where they're talking about Event 201 and everything. And you see how freaked out that man is. Okay, that's a legitimate reaction to when you're exposed to something and you can't believe how horrible it is. And when you interviewed Steve King, was it about a month or two ago, when he had endorsed Vivek?
The former congressman.
I couldn't believe the grip and understanding that man had on what is actually transpiring. And, you know, I'm voting for Trump, but I want him to really understand that he's being set up in the sense that you may win the election. Good luck ruling anything. Good luck governing.
Well, Trump's even said that. He says, I feel like I'm being handed a collapsed country.
But do you see did you see when Vivek brought up to him about the central bank digital currency? He had no idea about it. And he's like, let me look at this. And he comes back the next day and he's like, I'll never allow that to be instituted in the United States.
Yeah.
And Steve King brought up the fact that he had been trying to get to Trump about those stupid carbon-catching pipes that were being built in Iowa. He probably has no idea what's going on. And where an Elon Musk comes into play is that he knows the system's coming down, and he knows he's much smarter than everybody else. I think he's good.
Well, bare minimum, he's like, pre-positioning. He knows it's going down.
Well, for sure, but look at who's going after him. And when you see a bumbling moron like Alex Soros, if he thinks that he's gonna live as long as his father did, like that people are gonna put up. And I don't want anything bad to happen to the guy, but the guy can't complete a sentence. You saw him in Davos the other day.
But he's always like that. He's always like that.
For sure, but it's just the fact that Elon Musk sees the people that are inheriting the power and they're not worthy. Basically, that's
exactly what the system's going down. The globalist plan is failing, and Elon Musk is coming over to us in action. Whatever his motive is, it shows how weak the globalists are. So instead of obsessing over Elon Musk all day, we should ask, why is Elon Musk going against them? Because he knows they're going down.
And he knows he can offer something else. Now, I think we need people like Elon Musk.
And it's at that point we defeat this current crop. We got to watch Musk.
For sure, but I think somebody like an Elon Musk will be bored if humanity is gone. And there's nothing, and you know.
Well, Elon is pro having children, pro humanity on the surface.
For sure, so. And I think he.
I got to jump. Thank you so much.
concerned New Yorker. Last caller before we go to the fourth hour. Go ahead.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to say God bless you and the crew. Happy 50th belated birthday. I'm a plugging product, Dex 2, Body Ease, the Real Red Pill, Nitric Boost, the books, the coins, the T-shirts, all of it. Wonderful.
Thank you.
But my point is the election. There is hope. I want the people who are listening to hear that there is hope with the election. There's 25, maybe 27 states at this point who have banded together. They're going to be dropping lawsuits here soon across the country for violations in election law. And you can go to unite4freedom.com because it's only the little people that are helping push this and finance this. These are actual violations in state and federal election laws that we have the receipts for across the country. Texas is dropping their lawsuit at the same time as New York State. I did send you that on the show.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, they've proven fraud in Georgia. Yep. Georgia, Michigan, everywhere it's been proven. It's all coming out. They stole the election.
Yes, and we have Ohio, Illinois, Florida, North Carolina, Maryland, Hawaii, California. There's 25, I think 27 states in the union have banded together at uniteforfreedom.com, and we can use your help because we're going to stop the certification of the 2024 elections by hook and by crook over all the districts across this country because what they're doing is illegal and we've caught them red-handed. And that's through true violations in law. We have the receipts. So you need to get out there, support InfoWars, and support uniteforfreedom.com.
Thank you so much. Yeah, there's no doubt that that we've caught them still in 2020. That's why they want to make it illegal. And then they tried to block Trump from being our candidate. They then tried to take him off the ballot. I mean, they're out in the open, folks. We forced the enemy out in the open. So as negative as all this is, there's a lot of incredibly positive things that are happening as well. And, you know, I've been on the air 30 years in April. And I've been here when nobody knew about this, almost nobody, maybe 1%, and I've seen the huge awakening that's taking place. So God's in control, folks. We're on a tiny planet in a beautiful universe. The globalists are not all-powerful. They don't control everybody. And I see all this constant talk that's so destructive that, oh, that's loyal opposition, or that's controlled, or, and, oh, I'm the only one that's good. No, there's all these good people. We may disagree on some things and agree on some, and some of us have a better perspective, others don't. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of good in the universe, and people telling you that there isn't aren't dialed in, and they don't have a history. So we've got to remember, as a lot of people wake up that were asleep, they're not going to believe anything. They're going to think the world's flat. They're going to think, you know, whatever. But it doesn't matter. That's part of the process. Hour number four is about to start. I got a few final comments. And then Gerald Celente always does Mondays, yeah. JonesTrends.com, Trends Forecaster. Gerald Celente is about to take over.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.